Greetings to all the brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们平安。
Today, because your interpreter was sick, so I have to speak in English.
今天因为我们连环弟兄原来预计要翻译，他现在生病了，所以我们弟兄呢要用英文讲今天的信息。
So pray for me.
请大家为我们祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一同有点祷告。
Lord, what a privilege we can come to your presence.
主耶稣来到你的面前是何等的特权。
Because we know,
因为我们知道
we were not worthy at all.
因为我们知道我们的不配。
But in your grace, through your gracious Son, our Lord Jesus, make us worthy to come.
但是在你的恩典当中，借着主耶稣基督所成就的救恩，我们在你眼前被称为配。
And it's our privilege to share into your Son's kingdom.
今天我们有这样的特权来分享你儿子的国度。
Today we can serve you in this kingdom.
我们并且在这个国度当中能够来服侍你。
We also know that your coming is imminent.
我们知道你来的日子近了。
So Lord, we just pray that make us ready.
所以天父，我们求你让我们准备好。
We also look to you for this morning as we share the word of God.
我们并且今天早晨一同来分享的时候，我们仰望你的恩典。
We acknowledge that the speaker or the interpreter, even everyone who are listening, without your Holy Spirit, we cannot really enter into the spirit of the words.
我们知道，若不是你圣灵工作，我们今天无论是讲的、翻的和听的，我们都没有办法进入你圣灵的同在当中。
So we pray that the Lord of Wisdom will give us this wisdom from above.
我们向你求从天上来的智慧。
That as we fellowship into your words, you will really open our inner eyes. We can see.
当我们一同来交通你话语的时候，求你开我们里边的眼睛，使我们能够看见。
Open our inner ears so that we can hear.
开我们里边的耳朵，使我们能够听见。
So that your words will not just merely information.
使你的话语不仅仅是一些知识。
Lord, make it real into our life.
让它成为我们生命当中的真实。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. This year is a very hectic year.
今年是一个特别不平常的一年。
From January.
从一月份开始。
Out of blue.
从好像从无中生有的。
You will see the Tunisia start this so-called Jasmine Revolution.
从北非的突尼斯开始的茉莉花的革命。
And that like a wildfire spread all over. Now, if you look the news carefully, you will see that movement across the North Africa and all the way into Asia.
这个革命就像一个野火一样，从北非开始，现在一直传播到亚洲。
Last year, or a year before, anyone can guess that?
去年，甚至是说前年，我们有的人能够猜到这样的事情会发生吗？
No clue.
我们绝对不会猜想到。
And suddenly you see, there are 10 countries all get into this fire.
但是突然之间，我们看见有10个国家都卷入这样一个烈火的革命当中。
And then February.
但二月份的时候。
And then you will see many strange things happen on the globe.
我们看见全球有许多奇怪的事情发生。
Or some, if you are aware, 1,000 birds will fall off from sky.
如果你注意新闻的时候，你会发现有成千上万那个鸟就掉在地上。
Happening in the southern states, like Arkansas.
在我们这个国家的像南边的州，像阿肯萨州。
Like Pennsylvania.
或者是宾夕法尼亚州。
Even Sweden, you will find a similar phenomena. Birds fall from sky, not one, thousands.
甚至在瑞典也有这样的，不是一个鸟，是成千的鸟就一直掉在地上。
And then, March the 9th,Southern California, Redondo Beach.
在3月9号的时候，在加州的一个海滩。
Millions of sardines die on the beach.
有许多的那个沙丁鱼，成千上万的沙丁鱼在海滩上死了。
百万 million,
百万的
yeah, huge amount suddenly died on the beach.
就百万的那个沙丁鱼突然之间都在海滩上死了。
I don't know when you read these news or watch on the television, what do you have any question to ask? How come?
所以当不知道弟兄姐妹们看见这些新闻的时候，我们会不会问这样一个问题，为什么？
Jesus said, without Father's permission, not even one bird will fall on the ground.
主耶稣说，若不是天父允许，一只飞鸟都不会从天上掉下来。
Now suddenly you see thousands upon thousands fall on the ground, and people say, oh, because the weather is too cold.
突然之间我们看见成千上万的鸟从天上掉下来，人们说，也许天气太冷了。
Is it the first time the earth is too cold?
是不是第一次我们经历这样寒冷的天气呢？
I'm 65 this year. I never see birds because too cold fall off on the ground.
我今年已经65岁了，但是从来没有见到过鸟因为天气冷从天上掉下来。
Something going on.
我们知道有一些事情在正在发生。
Right? And then March 11th, tsunami, earthquake 9.0.
3月11号我们就看见有地震所引发的海啸。九级地震
right, that's bad enough, and then you have radiation.
这就本来是已经是情况非常糟糕，接下来我们就看见有核辐射。
That's triple punch.
好像是一个三主拳。
Mm-hmm. Double punch is bad enough, and then triple punch.
两主拳已经够糟了，现在是三主拳。
And because of that radiation, people revisit Chernobyl, which exploded.About 25 years ago.
因为这样的核辐射，大家就重新开始想象在25年前的茨诺贝尔的核电站的爆炸。
And people visit that mill manager.
重新去访问那个原来的经理。
Ask him, what is the real impact for this Chernobyl in your area?
问他说呢，这个茨诺贝尔当时的事件对那个地区产生何等样的影响
？How many years it can be recovered?
需要多少年才能够得到复苏
？And the mill manager says,
那个经理就这样讲
，20,000 years
是大约需要两万年。
So in other words, if this Japan's nuclear disaster equal to the Chernobyl, that means that area nobody can go through it for 20,000 years.
所以我们可以这样假设，如果日本的那个核电站所爆发出那个核辐射跟原来茨诺贝尔的一样，那需要用两万年人们才能够重新居住在那个地方。
You know, and then May this month.
对，五月这个月。
This happened.
我们看见这件事情发生了，本拉丁。
Right.May 1st, I came back from Hong Kong, arrived in Seattle.
5月1号的时候，我从香港回到西雅图。
That evening.
那天晚上。
You will see the news says, there will be some big announcement, President Obama will make.
就说到说总统，奥巴马总统要宣布有一个大的宣告。
And everybody was waiting.
每个人都在等待。大家都在焦急地等待。
And then finally, 11:30, that news was announced. Bin Laden was killed.
在最后等到11点半的时候，那个新闻出来说，本拉丁已经被杀。
And the whole country just burst into celebration.
整个这个国家都进入一个欢乐的状态。
Everything happened so fast.
每件事情都非常迅速地发生。
One after the other.
一件接着一件。
I remember in the last century when things happen, it happened one or two.
上一个世纪，我们记得，如果事情发生的话，可能是一件、两件。
Yeah, and then you wait for a long time, and then another one or two, which has the global impact.
或你要等许久的时间，才能有另外一件、两件事情，有全球影响的事情发生。
But now you see.Every month, there are something happen has a global impact.
但是我们现在看见每个月都有事情发生，有全球影响的事情发生。
Even the Gentiles, they will say, "Hey, this is the end of the world." So Hollywood give a big movie, right?
甚至外邦人都知道 现在的世界的末日已经快到了，就连好莱坞他们也拍这样的电影。
They based on two prophecies, Gentile prophecies. You know, they make that movie 2012, December 28th, something like that.
他们就借着外邦人的先知拍了一个电影叫2012。
So nowadays there is a new business, called.Buy the mountain, build the castle, and you know, store all your food. So everybody go crazy around the globe.
现在就有一个新的行业出现，就在山里边建一个城堡，把你的粮食都储存在那里边。
Yeah, prepare for the end of the world.
大家一同在准备末日的到来。
Even some false prophet prophesied this month, this is the end of the world.
甚至有些假先知也预言说，我们现在这个月五月。
Yeah.
就是世界的末日。
Any of you know Family Hour?
大家都知道，
The Oregon preacher
有一个从波特兰，从俄勒冈州的一个
牧师，
他主持一个节目叫《家庭时间》。
Family, yeah, very popular in this country.
在这个国家里边，这个节目是电台节目是很受欢迎的。
And this is the third time he prophesied that Jesus will, this is the end of the world and.Pacific will sunk into the Pacific Ocean.
这是第三次他预言
and all Christians will be raptured.
我们的末日到了，基督徒要被提。
So, false prophets, and then you will see all the signs mentioned in Matthew 28 by Jesus concerning his second coming is happen one after the other in a sequence.
我们看见了假先知。还有这些自然现象，在马太福音第28章所提到主耶稣基督再来之前，这些现象一件一件的在我们眼前发生。
We can spend a lot of time go one by one, but to this morning we don't have that kind of time.
我们可以花很多的时间一件一件的来看这些事情，但今天早晨我们没有这样的时间。
I just want to touch on this newest issue, Bin Laden.
我今天
to share something in the Bible concerning.What the message Lord tried to send to the world.
要借着本拉丁被杀这个事件，我们要看一看圣经要告诉我们怎样的一个信息。
I think many of you should know who is the Bin Laden, right?
我相信弟兄姐妹们都知道本拉丁是谁。
If you go to the internet search, Wikipedia.
如果我们到网上去查那个网上百科全书 Wikipedia 的话。
You search Bin Laden.
你可以查 Bin Laden.
You will find it's very up to date. Even as now, that piece of news already announced he was killed. May the 1st.
你会查到很多关于他的信息，查到他在五月一号被击毙的信息。
When that news broadcasted,
当这个信息传出来的时候。
My heart shook a little bit.
我的心有一点点的颤动。
Because almost 10 years ago, when he first started this 911.
因为大约在十年以前，911开始的时候。
In our church, our brothers and sisters asked me about what does it mean 911 to us.
我们聚会当中的弟兄姐妹就问我，911对我们意味着什么。
So I searched the scripture. I shared a message.In our church.
那个时候我就查考圣经，在我们的中间传了一篇信息。
And I remember that time, what Lord gave me, on one side is the Revelation chapter 17 concerning the Babylon.
那个时候我记得圣灵启示我一篇圣经，是启示录第17章关于到巴比伦的事情。
Yeah. On the other hand, also gave me this very short, chapter.In the Old Testament. As a matter of fact, the only book in the Old Testament has only one chapter.
另外，圣灵也启示我，在旧约圣经里边有一个有一章，就这本唯一的一本书，它是一章。
Mm-hmm. So this morning, I'd like to use that chapter to share something with you this morning.
所以今天早晨我要借着这本书，就只有一章圣经来分享。
Which book?Is the only book with one chapter.
大家知道是哪一本书吗？只有这本书只有一章圣经。
Obadiah.
是厄巴底亚书。
Please turn your Bible to Obadiah.
所以请弟兄们一同翻到厄巴底亚书。
We'll read from verse 1 through verse 15.
我们一同来读第一节到第十五节。
I will read the odd verses, and Brother Lee will read the even verses in Mandarin.
我们的弟兄要读单数节。 我们用中文来读双数节。
Yeah, we'll take turn to finish this 15 verses.
我们一同轮流来读这15节圣经。
And as we read it together, watch carefully. Anything in these scriptures fit what happened lately?
我们读的时候，请大家一同仔细思想，看看这些圣经里边有哪些经文是和我们目前的光景，启示了我们目前的光景。
Yep. There is what the sovereign Lord says about Edom. We have heard a message from the Lord. An envoy was sent to the nations to say, Rise, and let us go against her for battle.
我是你以东在列国中为最小的，被人大大藐视。
The pride of your heart has deceived you, you who live in the clefts of the rocks. And make your home on the heights. You who said to yourself, Who can bring me down to the ground?
你虽如大鹰高飞，在星宿之间搭窝，我必从那里拉下你来。这是耶和华说的。
If thieves came to you, if robbers in the night, oh, what a disaster awaits you. Would they not steal only as much as they wanted? If grape pickers came to you, would they not leave a few grapes?
以扫的隐秘处何竟被搜寻，他隐藏的宝物何竟被查出？
All your allies will force you to the border. Your friends will deceive and overpower you. Those who eat your bread will set a trap for you, but you will not detect it.
耶和华说，到那日，我岂不从以东除灭智慧人，从以扫山除灭聪明人？
You warriors, O Timon, will be terrified, and everyone in Esau's mountains will be cut down in the slaughter.
因你向弟兄雅各行强暴，羞愧必遮盖你。
On the day you stood aloof, while strangers carry off his wealth, and foreigners enter his gates and cast lots for Jerusalem, you were like one of them.
你弟兄遭难的日子，你不当瞪眼看着；犹大人被灭的日子，你不当因此欢乐；他们遭难的日子，你不当说狂傲的话。
You should not march through the gates of my people in the day of their disaster, nor look down on them in their calamity, in the day of their disaster, nor seize their wealth in the day of their disaster.
你不当站在岔路口，拣出他们中间逃脱的，他们遇难的日子，你不当将他们剩余的人、剩下的人交付仇敌。
Verse 15. The day of the Lord is near. For all nations, as you have done, it will be done to you. Your deeds will return upon your own head. And last verse.
最后一节,
21.
21节.
Deliverer will go up on Mount Zion. To govern the mountains of Esau, and the kingdom will be the Lord's.
必有拯救者上到锡安山，审判以扫山，国度就归耶和华了。This
book, very short, only 21 verses.
这本书非常短，只有21节经文。And
the prophet Obadiah finished this book according to the reference told us. It's about after Jerusalem was totally destructed by a Babylonian king.
我们从圣经的一些资料来看，知道俄巴底亚写的这本预言的时候，是在耶路撒冷被巴比伦完全毁灭之后。
Which was about 580 years before Christ.
大约在主前580年左右。
Right. And so this book was written after that because in this prophecy focus on that time when Babylonian king destroyed the city and captive all these Israels to Babylon and their cousins which is Edom was helping the enemy.
这个经文里边所预言的是巴比伦王当时掳掠了整个的犹大人，但是他们的弟兄就是以东人在帮助仇敌。
And if you know Genesis, then you will know who is Edom.
如果我们读创世纪的时候，我们就知道谁是以东。
He has another name, Esau.
他有另外一个名字叫以扫。
Yeah, and who is Esau?
谁是以扫呢？
He is he has a brother called Jacob.
他有一个弟兄叫
Twin brothers.
是个孪生的弟兄叫雅各。
Their father was Isaac, and their grandpa was famous Abraham.
他们的父亲是以撒，他们的爷爷就是那非常著名的亚伯拉罕。
That's what we, if you read Genesis, you will find this whole story.
我们读创世纪的时候，就会发现这整个的故事。
And then you will see there is a fight or a bitterness between Jacob and Esau.
那我们看见在以扫和雅各中间有一个征战，有苦毒。
And this not only happened in the first generation between these twin brothers, that bitterness lasts all the way throughout history, even today.
这个他们之间的苦毒并不仅仅存留在这个孪生的弟兄中间，他们的后裔之间也一直存留这样的一个苦毒。
Even today.
甚至到今天。
Right. So you will see the Arabs.All these years try to throw Israel into the Mediterranean Sea. Just, they say, get rid of them.
所以你们就看见这些年来阿拉伯人一直用尽全力想把以色列人推到地中海当中。
There's a hate in their blood.
因为在他们的血液当中有仇恨。
Right. That's, you cannot find anywhere else. Only Bible tells us the true reason.
我们从别的地方看不见，但是圣经告诉我们他们之间仇恨真实的原因。
All right. And this book, Obadiah, God used him to make this prophecy concerning Edom.
所以在俄巴底亚书当中，神使用这个先知来预言关乎于以东人的事。
Because they mistreated their relatives with such a bitterness, cooperate with the enemy to destroy their close relatives. So God says, I will curse you.
因为他们和他们的仇敌合起伙来苦待他们的弟兄，所以神要把他们完全的消除。
And that prophecy first fulfilled in the Roman Empire in the first century when Roman princes bring the soldiers to conquer Palestine.
这个预言就是在罗马时代的第一个世纪罗马时代，罗马的王子他征服了巴勒斯坦地的时候得以了应验。
Not only he conquered that place, but also conquered Esau Mountain, destroyed the kingdom of Esau at that time.
不仅仅的他征服了整个的巴勒斯坦。而且征服了以扫山，消灭了以扫的王。
Right. So historically, this prophecy seems already fulfilled in the first century.
所以从历史上来看，在第一个世纪，这个预言就已经应验了。
But why Bible still leave this chapter in the Old Testament for us to read?
但圣经为什么把这章经文还留在旧约圣经里边，让我们今天来读呢？
Right. Every page in the Bible, there's nothing wasted if there's some purpose in there.
在圣经里边的每一个章节都不是浪费的，都有它特别的目的。
So you have to ask, what is this book trying to tell us in 21st century?
所以我们必须要问，今天这章圣经在21世纪要告诉我们什么？
We know if you study the prophecy in the Testament, or either Old Testament or New Testament.
如果我们从读旧约里边，圣经里边的预言，无论是在旧约和新约，
many times you will find God's word always carry double meanings.
所以我们总是会发现神的话有双重的意思。
He will fulfill first time.
只要第一次应验。
And then after a period of time, he will fulfill second time.
然后过了一段时间之后，还要有第二次的应验。
Because in those prophecies, you look at them carefully, they don't many times they don't fulfill all in the same time. They will fulfill certain verses and leave certain verses like a puzzle hidden, and you just don't get it.
所以我们仔细来读的时候，我们就会发现，当这些预言应验的时候，是某些经文个别的经文应验，但是其中有一段落。并没有应验，好像还是一个谜一样。
Right, I think Obadiah has carried the same message. Certain prophecy already fulfilled, but there are certain prophecy still yet to come.
所以俄巴底亚书也是一样，在这中间有些预言已经应验了，但是有些还等待着时间当中去应验。
Right, so I don't know when you follow these first at least 15 verses.As we read it, have you seen something very, very similar to what happened to Bin Laden?
所以不知道弟兄姐妹们，当我们刚刚读到这十五节经文的时候，会不会发现中间有些事情会跟关于发生在本拉丁身上的事情非常的相似？
Who is Bin Laden?
谁是本拉丁？
If you go through Wikipedia, you will find the story about him.
如果我们在网上的百科全书里边查的时候，就可以发现他的生平的故事。
He was not a little potato.
他不是一个小人物。
Big shot.
他是一个大人物。
Not only big shot in the global sense, his family, the Bin Laden family, also very, very important in the Muslim world.
不仅仅是在这个全球的恐怖里边，他是个大人物，他的家族。在穆斯林的世界当中也是一个非常重要的。
His father was a very successful construction business.
他的父亲拥有一个非常成功的建筑公司。
And their construction is not a regular construction business.
他们的建筑公司并不是建筑这些普通的建筑。
His family has a privilege to first remodel the mosque on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem.
他的家庭这个公司有一个特权，他们是第一个公司去重建在耶路撒冷的清真寺。
Right? That is not a little potato can do that.
这并不是一般的人。
You must be something very important, has a very close relationship with the Muslim world, that you are worthy to take this task to remodel this famous mosque on the Temple Mount.
所以这个事情就告诉我们说，这个家族他的背景绝非一般，因为他必须有一个特殊的关系，才能有这样的特权去重建这个清真寺。
Not only that，
不仅如此
，their family also was the one to build. Do you know their Jerusalem was their third holiest place in the Muslim religion? What is the number one holiest place?
我们都知道，在穆斯林的世界当中，耶路撒冷是他们第三个圣地。那么第一圣地是什么呢
？Medina, right?
第一个圣地是麦加。
In Saudi,
是在沙乌地的麦加。
Okay. As every year you will have the global Muslim devoted people to go to Mecca to worship their God.
全球的穆斯林在每年当中，他们都会聚集在麦加这个地方去。朝圣他们的神。
Guess who built that shrine?
大家可以猜一下
谁 in Medina.
谁在麦加那个地方去收了那修建那个
那个 shrine
这个神坛。
The big black box, a huge one.
就像一个黑色的非常大的一个盒子。
Bin Laden family
是本拉丁的家族的公司修建。
So, with these two evidence, I would show you that this family is not a regular family. They are really somebody.
所以我们从这些背景的资料当中就可以看出，这个家族不是一个一般的家族，他们是在这个穆斯林世界当中非常重要。
They have a very close relationship with the king of Saudi.
他们和撒乌地的国王有非常密切的关系。
And this is, they are the descendants of Esau's family.
他们就是以扫的后裔。
Yeah. All right. Then you will see the Bin Laden when he make this 911 destroy the Twin Tower in New York and Pentagon in Washington D.C. Think about that. That costs how much money for you and me in the United States?
我们可以思想一下，当本拉丁实施911事件的时候，炸毁了这个双子塔和五角大楼，他耗费了美国人你我多少资金。
For this guy, cost United States $3 trillion.
这个人，他花费了美国$3 trillion的财政资金。
That's right. We are still paying for it. We owe a huge debt now because he is the guy.
我们今天还在为着这个负债，因为这个使美国欠下了巨额的资产。今天呢，还在为这个负债。
The damage he made to the United States is worse than the Russia made damage to the United States.
他在对美国所造成的危害是远超过俄罗斯所造成的。
Russia has to build such a huge military base to fight with the United States, right?
俄罗斯他要建立一个非常强大的军事基地和美国征战。
How about Bin Laden? How much battleship he has? How many advanced aircraft jet he has?
但是本拉丁怎么样呢？他有什么样先进的武器？他有什么样的先进的飞机呢？都没有。
But he can declare war on the United States.
但是他可以对美国宣战。
And use 18 people.
他可以用18个人。
Hijack 4 airplanes, USA, made in USA.
劫持了美国造的四架飞机
，made by Boeing，
是波音造的。
And then destroy your building，
然后呢，毁灭你的大楼。
And from that day on until today, we go to airport, you pay for it。
所以从那天开始，我们去机场的时候，我们都要付代价。
Every time I stand on line, I say, "How come?"
每次我在那长长的队等待的时候，我说为什么？
Because of him.
因为是他。
Genius.
可以说他从某种意义来讲是个天才。
Right? You have to admit, he was a genius.
我们必须承认他是个天才。
He was proud.
他也非常骄傲。
He will consider USA and Israel, you are...One is a big devil, the other one is a small devil.
他因为美国和以色列，一个是大撒旦，一个是小撒旦。
He will carry out a jihad against these two countries.
所以他要用圣战来消灭这样的国度。
And he did it, yes, real sense.
并且在他实际当中，他也实行了他这样的计划。
With his proud spirit.
是借着他那个骄傲的灵。
You will see this book forecast that this guy, he will, on some sense, success, but on the other sense, what he did to the others, people will do to him.
但是从俄巴底亚这本书里面，我们看见，在某些层面上他成功了，但是在某些层面上他得到了他当得的报应。
So almost 10 years ago, when this 911 happened, this chapter came to my heart.
所以大概在大约十年以前，当911发生的时候，这张经文就进到我的心里。
So I told our brothers, I said, he will be caught.
所以我告诉我的弟兄们，有一天他会被抓住的。
The reason he was caught in this chapter says,
因为这节经文里面告诉我们说，他被抓住的原因。
His own friends,
他自己的朋友。
Sell him out.
要出卖他。
So don't believe whatever CNN tells you.
因为我们不需要相信，美国电台新闻所告诉我们的。
The truth is he was sold out by his own people.
实际上呢，他是被他自己的人出卖。
So that's all I want to say about him.
我们关于他的就谈论这些。
What's the real spiritual significance?
但这里边的属灵的真实的意义是什么呢？
In this chapter, bring out two messages.
在这张经文里边有两个非常重要的信息。
Point number one.
第一，
The day of the Lord is coming.
主的日子已经来临了。
Read verse 15.
我们再一起来读第十五节。
The day of the Lord is near for all nations.
耶和华降罚的日子临近万国。
Okay, this is a very, very important signal.
这是一个非常非常重要的一个信号。
And then the second message is in the last verse, 21.
第二个重要的信息是在第最后一节经文21节。
Deliverer will go up on the Mount Zion to govern the mountains of Esau, and the kingdom will be the Lord's.
拯救者上到西安审判以扫山。
Okay, so that's the real message Obadiah tried to forecast, to prophesy, let the whole world know what God will do.
这就是俄巴底亚书这本书所要告诉我们的，神要向着全世界所行的。
So I will spend a little time to share what is the meaning of the day of the Lord.
所以今天我们要花一点时间来看主的日子的意思是什么。
If yousearch this phrase on the computer, the day of the Lord.
如果我们在计算机里边去查询主的日子，这节的话，
you will find this phrase is a special term in the Bible.
我们就会发现这句话在圣经里边是一个非常特别的词。
It is talking about there will be a day especially reserved for Lord Jehovah.
我们就会发现这是有一天是个特别的日子，是为着耶和华神所特别存留的。
You search it, you count it. In the whole Bible, this phrase, the day of the Lord, occurred 24 times.
我们去查询的时候，我们就会发现耶和华的日子，主的日子，一共出现过24次。
22 happened in New Old Testament.
22次在旧约圣经里边。
Only twice in the New Testament.
只有两次在新约圣经里面。
And in the New Testament, one time quoted by Apostle John, one time quoted by Apostle Peter.
在新约圣经里边有一次是借着使徒约翰，另外一次是借着使徒彼得来传出来。
Okay. So, then you will see this is real because it's been mentioned so many times.And in the Old Testament time, they told us something more detailed. In the New Testament time, these two apostles confirm it.
我们就知道这件事情是真实的，因为他在圣经里边出现过这么多次，并且在旧约里边有非常详细的论述。在新约里边，使徒们再次证实这件事情。
Talk about someday is very, very important, and it will come upon the whole globe. It's not just only come to one nation.The whole nations on the globe.
他告诉我们，有一天是一个非常重要的日子，要来到全球，并不是仅仅临到一个国度，而是全世界。
And if you count these 22 occurrences in the Old Testament time, you will find out eight prophets talk about that.
如果我们去查旧约里面的二十二次的时候，我们就会发现这些预言是借着八位先知来传出。
Right.And the first prophet mentioned about this, received this revelation, was Prophet Isaiah.
第一位先知介绍神这样的启示的乃是以赛亚先知。
So we'll go to his book and read through the four occurrences, he revealed what is this the day of the Lord.
所以我们一同来看一下在以赛亚书里边的四处关于到耶和华的日子。
Let's go to chapter 2, verse 12. That's the first occurrence.
在第二章第十二节是第一次提到耶和华的日子。
Book of Isaiah, chapter 2, verse 12.
以赛亚书第二章十二节。
You found it? The book of Isaiah?
大家都找到了吗？以赛亚书。
It's easier than Obadiah.
比较俄伯迪亚书更容易。
Yeah. For the Lord of hosts will have a day of reckoning.Against everyone who is proud and lofty, and against everyone who is lifted up, and be made, and he may be abased.
必有万军耶和华降罚的一个日子，要临到骄傲、狂傲的，一切自高的都必降为卑。
So, Prophet Isaiah told us there will be a day.
所以以赛亚这个先知告诉我们说要有一个日子
Lord Jehovah will have a day of reckoning to deal with the proudest man in the world
耶和华要有一个降罚的日子要把那些高傲狂傲的人惩罚
lofty minded people
要把一切自高的人都要降卑
they fight against the Lord
他们与神征战
God will settle with them.
神要在他们中间，要实行审判。
That's in this verse.
这是在这节经文里边告诉我。
And then you go to chapter 13, verse 6.
我们看到第十三章第六节。
You will find another description.
我们看见另外一处经文。
The prophet said, chapter 13, verse 6.
十三章六节。
Well, for the day of the Lord'sThe Lord is near. It will come as a destruction from the Almighty.
你们要哀嚎，因为耶和华的日子临近了，这日来到，好像毁灭从全能者来到。
So you will see more information being described to us about this day. This is a day of destruction.
所以我们看见这里边提供更多的信息，告诉说这个日子要来到了，并且这个日子是毁灭的日子。
So bad, well.
所以这个日子非常的悲惨，让我们要哀嚎。
Right. And this year you see so many tragedies.
今年我们看见了许多的悲惨的事件。
Right. You look at how the Japanese people suffer.
我们看见了日本人在那边受苦。
Now, right now, how many people around Mississippi River?The flood, millions of people suffer.
现在我们正在看见在密西西比河两岸有上百万的人他们在受苦。
There are 5,000 families. Their houses wiped up.
5,000个家庭他的房子被毁于平地。
People really wail.
人们实在是在哀嚎。
But these things...Still not the day of the Lord yet.
但是这还没有到耶和华的日子。
And the third occurrence is in chapter 13, verse 9, the same chapter.
第三个事件是在第十三章第九节。
You will see more description.
我们这里边看见更多的描述。
Said, Behold, the day of the Lord is coming, cruel, with fury, and burning anger,To make the land of desolation, and he will exterminate its sinner from it.
耶和华的日子临到，必有残忍、愤恨、烈怒，使这地荒凉，从其中歼灭罪人。
Isn't that terrible? So as I read through this, as I'm not going to preach about this message, this is not too exciting.
所以实在是我们看见一个非常荒凉的光景。当我思想的时候，我说我不会去宣讲这样的信息，实在是太惨了。
It's no good.
中间好像没有什么好的。
But,
但是
Prophet Obadiah and Prophet Isaiah faithfully record this message in the Bible and announce to the people.
但是俄巴底亚 和以赛亚这样的先知都在神面前诚实地记载着将要发生的事情。
And the fourth time by Isaiah is in chapter 34, verse 8.
第四次在以赛亚书当中是第三十四节，第三十四章第八节。
For the Lord has a day of vengeance, a year of recompense for the cause of Zion.
因耶和华有报仇之日，为锡安的争辩有报应之年。
So you will see vengeance, this word.
所以我们在这里边看见了一个词叫做报仇。
Many times people are thinking, is does Lord really care about all this injustice in the world?
有的时候大家一直在心里边在想，神对我们今天这个世界上所有这些不公正他关心吗？
Throughout the history, you will see those lawlessness spread all over the history of human world.
从人类的历史我们一直看见有不法的人在地上横行。
And those lawless people seems they take the higher ground. They have better life than those who are honest, who try to do things right, and they are sort of somehow being tramped down.
我们看见有这样不公平的事件，就是不法的人，他们反倒活在高的位置上，他们过着好的生活，但那些诚实、认真生活的人，却生活在痛苦当中。
It's true.
这是不是真实的？
In the old days, it's also true today.
在过去的时候，这是事实，今天还是一样。
It's true in Asia where we came from. It's true, unfortunately, when you escape to United States. In the United States, you see the same thing.
从我们离开那个土地亚洲，我们看见这是事实。当我们进入这个新的土地美国，照样还是事实。
What happened in the financial tsunami 3 years ago? You will see those lawless people, they reap all the money.
所以我们看见三年之前那个经济海啸的时候，那些不法的人，他们从中获得暴利。
And 3 years later, none of them are put in jail.
但是三年之后，没有一个人被放在监狱当中。
See?
我们可以看见。
There is no justice.
我们看见好像没有公义。
And this was questioned throughout human history, that if there is a justice God, a righteous God, why doesn't he take care of all these rotten people?
人类有史以来就一直问这样一个问题，如果神是公义的，为什么没有除灭恶人？
But God says, just a matter of time.
但神说时间还没有到。
When time is up,There will be a day of vengeance.
但时间到的时候，耶和华有报仇之日。
He will settle all the injustice.
他要把一切的不公平的事情都扭转过来。
You know, May 1st that evening when President Obama announced Bin Laden was killed, you will see outside the White House and in New York, the Ground Zero, people jubilate and they shout, "Oh, USA, USA!"
五月一日，当奥巴马总统宣告本拉丁已经被击毙的时候，我们看见在华盛顿的白宫之前，纽约的时代广场有许多人在那欢庆。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because they feel the justice was done.
因为他们知道公义终于得到了伸张。
Vengeance, right?
因为这是报仇。
Even human, when you see when justice is done, people get released.
甚至在人的本性当中，当我们看见公义得到伸张的时候，我们里边自发的有一个喜乐。
Because our God is that way. He is a righteous God.
我们的神乃是公义的神。
He will not count sin as innocent.
他断不以有罪为无罪。
He will settle your human sinfulness.
他要审判人类所有的罪。
So don't take today you don't see the evil people get punished. Don't grumble and don't say refute. Oh, there's no God because there's no justice.
所以当今天在这个时代当中，我们如果看见有许多的恶人没有受惩罚的时候，我们里边不要有埋怨，说正义
Here, God says, I will have a day. The day is called vengeance. Vengeance.
这里边我们看见, 因耶和华有报仇之日。
And then if you go to Book of Joel, you will see similar things.
我们来到约珥书的时候, 我们可以看见差不多相似的。
And he will say there will be a big, big, huge number of soldiers gathered.
看见耶和华的军旅是许多许多的人。
They will gather around River Euphrates.
他们要集结集在幼发加里河的旁边。
Bible didn't tell us why.
圣经没有告诉我们为什么。
But they will have a huge amount of soldiers being sent to that area.
但是圣经告诉我们说, 有大的军队要结集在那个地方。
And also God said, over there, I will set up my altar.
神告诉我们说, 在那里边, 他要建立他的祭坛。
There will be blood flowing like rivers.
血要像河一样流。
Yes. So, I don't have time to go through every verses in the Old Testament.
我们没有时间来看旧约当中的每一节经文。
But, I'll just give you a taste.
我们只是先尝一下这样的感觉。
This is not a pleasant day. It is a very cruel, horrible, wailing day.
这并不是一个喜乐的日子, 因为那边有残忍, 有愤恨, 有烈怒。
Right. So, this is the message Obadiah tried to deliver.
所以这个是厄巴底亚书所要告诉我们的信息。
And when you see Edom get the right punishment, he will be killed in the middle of night.
当我们看见以东他得到他当得的刑罚的时候, 他就是在夜间被杀掉。
And immediately after that, Obadiah said, the day of the Lord will come very near.
接下来厄巴底亚就告诉我们说, 耶和华的日子临近了。How,
if that's the case, how we, the earthly people, can avoid the day of the Lord.
如果这是事实的话, 我们今天这些属地的人, 怎样来避免耶和华的日子呢?
Thank God, He revealed that truth to us too.
感谢神, 他也把这样的一个真理向我们启示出来。
So if you open your Bible to Zephaniah,
如果我们, 翻开我们的圣经西番雅书,
Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 3,
我们看西番雅书第二章第三节。
Yeah. Prophet, this is another prophet.
这是另外一个, 先知向我们宣扬这样的信息。
You know, the Bible I quote, many are in those unfamiliar books in the Bible.
今天我们所读这些圣经的, 书卷, 可能有些对我们来说不是特别熟悉。
Take your time.
大家可以花一点时间来翻。
Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 3.
西番雅书第二章第三节。
This prophet told us, if you know the day of the Lord is a day of vengeance, is a day of cruelty, is a terrible time, you should do everything to avoid it.
所以这个先知告诉我们说, 如果我们知道耶和华的日子是报仇的日子, 有残忍愤恨和烈怒, 我们应该尽全力。
Okay, in this chapter 2, verse 3, this prophet told us,
在第二章第三节,先知这样告诉我们,
Seek the Lord, all you humble of the earth, who have carried out His ordinance. Seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger.
世上遵守耶和华典章的谦卑人啊, 你们当寻求耶和华, 寻求公义谦卑, 或者在耶和华发怒的日子, 可以隐藏起来。
You see, there is escape.
所以我们看见这里边, 我们有一条逃脱的路。
Yes, our merciful God knows that day when the anger of the Lord poured down on this earth. It's terrible.
我们怜悯的神, 祂知道, 当他的烈怒在那个日子上全地发出的时候，那是一个可怕的日子。
But through this prophet revealed to us, there is a hope.
但是借着这个先知的告诉我们有一个希望。
There is a way to escape.
有一条能够逃脱的道路。
What is the way?
那条道路是什么呢？
He said, seek righteousness, seek humility.
那是说寻求公义，谦卑。
Seek the Lord.
寻求耶和华。
So,Where is the escape? It hinges on one person.
我们能够逃脱的路完全依靠一个人。
Seek the Lord.
寻求我们的主。
Why?
为什么呢？
One time when Jesus was on earth,
有一次当主耶稣还在地上的时候，
a people came to him and say, Righteous Lord.
有人来说良善的夫子啊。
And Jesus asked him, Why do you call me righteous?
主耶稣就问他，为什么你叫我良善呢？
There is no righteous except God.
除了神之外，没有一位是良善的。
So you will see, in this world, there is no righteousness except one person.
所以我们看见在这个世界上呢，没有一位是公义的，除了我们主耶稣基督以外。
If you try to find people as yourguidance, you will be disappointed.
如果我们在人中寻找我们的向导，那我们就会失望。
Today we have a lot of fans.
我们今天有很多的这些人去追随一个人。
粉丝，
粉丝。
We worship people.
我们在敬拜一个人。
In the Gentile world, people worship movie stars, worship idols. That's fans.
在这个外邦人当中，有很多的粉丝，他们去敬拜那些电影明星之类的。
Religious world, same thing. People still worship religious leaders.
在宗教的世界当中也是一样，他们去敬拜那些宗教领袖。
But you will be disappointed.
但是如果这样的话，我们就会失望。
No one is righteous.
没有一位是公义的。
Except
只有
Lord Jesus.
除非只有主耶稣基督。
If you seek after him.You will get the reward.
如果我们寻求他的话，我们就会得到我们当得的奖赏。
So if you are afraid of the day of the Lord,
我们敬畏，我们惧怕耶和华的日子。
The Gentiles, they show their action. They buy mountains, they build castles.
这些外邦人，他们就把这些敬畏放成实际行动，他们买山建城堡。
They know that the end of the world is coming.
他们知道世界的末日已经快要来到了。
They have some action.
他们就采取行动。
But tell you the truth, that's no use.
但是我告诉大家一个事实，那些是没有用的。
Number one, 2012 December, nothing will happen.
首先呢，2012年12月不会发生任何事。
That's I call the wolf is coming.
我们说呢，那个时候狼会来了。
That's a lie.
但是那是一个谎言。
To numb people's alertness.
是把人的感觉要麻痹了。
When you hear the wolves coming, the wolf didn't come, then you say, oh, there's no wolf.
因为狼来的这个故事告诉我们说他喊了很多次我们里边就麻痹了。
That's Satan's trick.
这乃是撒旦的诡计。
But there is a real danger that the end of the age is coming.
但是世界的末日就要来了，这个危机是真实的。
The day of the Lord is near.
主的日子是非常临近。
You and I should be ready for that.
你我，我们应该在神面前准备好。
Because the brother who lead the song, he said, the Lord's second coming is very, very near.
我们今天早上领诗的弟兄也告诉我们说，主耶稣的第二次再来快已经临近了。
How do we prepare for that?
我们怎样来准备呢？
Here, the book of Zephaniah told us, seek him.
西番雅书告诉我们说要寻求他。
Seek the Lord, seek righteousness, seek humility.
寻求耶和华，寻求公义，寻求谦卑。
Don't be proud.
我们不应该骄傲。
We have nothing to be proud for.
我们没有什么值得骄傲的。
We are nothing but sinners.
我们不过是罪人。
We deserve all the curse of the Lord.
我们 应该受到这些所有的咒诅。
We receive so much from the Lord, but how many of us really know how to pay Him back?
我们从神那边接受了何等多的恩典，但是我们有回报吗？
Are we really carry out His command all the way?
我们是不是完全的遵守了他的戒律？
We cannot sit there passively welcoming Lord's second coming.
我们不能被动的坐在那边等候主耶稣基督的第二次再来。
We should actively prepare ourselves for His second coming.
我们要主动的、积极的准备他的第二次再来。
And this prophet told us.Seek him, seek righteousness.
这个先知告诉我们，就是说要寻求他，要寻求公义。
That's the way we can be safe. True safety is from seeking him.
这才是真正的平安和安全。
So, brothers and sisters, this morning.
所以今天早晨，弟兄姐妹们
，I just use current event.
我用了目前我们世界上所发生这些事实。
We all.Aware of it,
我们都知道的这些事件
but I will put that with the word of God, link them together, show us this century, the century of 21st century.
我们把这些事实放在神的话语当中，要看见在二十一世纪
from 911 all the way until now, about 10 years.
从911开始到现在，大约已经有十年了。
God has sent messages.To the whole world,
神一直向全世界传递一个信息
，that the day of the Lord is near,
就是主的日子临近了。
Last time when I was here, if you remember the message I preach,
上一次我来到弟兄姐妹中间，大家还记得我所传的信息
？Any of you still remember?
大家还有人记得吗
？Thank you. You. Last time when I preach, I share the.First message given in the New Testament time.
那上一次我所传讲的是在新约里边所出的第一篇信息
right? Which was preached by John the Baptist.
是乃是施洗约翰所传递出来的。
What was it? Repent, for the kingdom of the heavens is near.
那篇信息讲到你们都要悔改，因为天国近了。
I think today.As we come to the 21st century, we see all the signs around us. And, you know, I told my wife, I said, these days, you turn on the TV to the news, if you don't hear anything drastic, then you don't think that's news anymore, right?
所以我们来到21世纪的时候，我们看见我们周遭这些所有的预兆，所有这些预表，我就跟我的姊妹讲，如果你今天打开电视，没有特别大的新闻就不算是新闻
right? Every few days you will see, listen to something shocking. You never imagine this will happen.
我们每过几天就会发现有一个让我们震惊的大新闻，我们从来没有想到这件事情会发生。
Maybe some of you are more senior than I, but I'm not young anymore. I'm 65.
有些弟兄姐妹可能比我年长，但是我自己也不是很年轻，我65岁了。
Let me tell you, all my these 65 years, I never see so many disasters in my life in this century compared to 20th century.
我可以告诉大家，在我这65年的人生当中，我从来没有见到有这么多的灾难，包括整个上一个世纪和这个世纪仅仅十年相比。
It's incredible.
是实在是非常的不可思议。
What does it mean to us?
对我们来说意味着什么呢？
It's shaking.
乃是一个震动
It's a signal.
乃是一个信号
Tell us something is coming.
告诉我们说有一件事情要发生
The inevitable is at hand.
不可避免的事情已经就在我们的眼
前 On one hand, the kingdom is near.
从一方面我们看见国度就要来到
On the other hand, you see the day of the Lord is near.
另外一方面我们看见主的日子要来了
Be serious.
我们要认真
Wake up.
我们要警醒
Don't be sleepy anymore.
我们不能再沉睡。
Don't take every day as granted.
我们不能再把每个日子当作平常。
Seek the Lord.
我们要寻求耶和华。
Seek righteousness.
寻求公义。
Seek humility.
寻求谦卑。
That's the word from the Lord.
这是神要对我们说的话。
Young people,
年轻人
I'm afraid you don't have too many years before the Lord's coming. That's a good news.
我恐怕我们在是没有很多的日子，主就要再来了，这是个好消息。
But don't be trapped by iPod.
但是我们不能沉浸在那个 iPod 里边。
Don't be trapped by iPhone.
或者是在 iPhone 里边。
Don't spend so much time on your computer.
我们不能在计算机上花很多的时间。
Bible never says seek the computer.
因为圣经没有告诉我们说去寻求
seek
电脑。
Lord.
我们要寻求主。
That's what you need.
这是我们所需要的。
To make sure you can escape from the day of the Lord.
我们才能从那个耶和华的日子当中逃脱出来。
It's true. What Lord says, it will fulfill.
这是真实的，主的话一定要应验。
Yes. So, take it seriously.
所以我们要认真。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Lord, we bow our heads before you.
主耶稣，我们向你俯伏敬拜。
Your word was preached 1,000 years ago.
你的话在几千年之前就传出来了。
You told us through different prophets.
你借着各不同的先知向我们说话。
Today, you speak to us again.
今天你又再一次向我们说话。
Because this is very serious.
因为这是何等紧迫的一件事情。
So Lord,Give us a humble heart.
所以主，我们求你给我们一个谦卑的心。
Give us a humility.
给我们谦卑。
So that we will be serious about what you are telling us.
所以我们对着你所向我们传讲的话是认真的。
And our lives will be changed accordingly.
我们的生命也因此得到改变。
Our value system should be changed.
我们的价值观也因此得到改变。
We will not follow the worldly people doing the worldly things.
我们不仅仅是跟随世界的潮流做世界的事情。
Lord, let us seek after you.
主啊，让我们来寻求你。
When there is still today.
当我们还有今天的时候。
Lord, have mercy.
主啊，愿你向我们施怜悯。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
We pray.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.